Welcome to the latest episode of CarePoints. I'm your host, Kenny Schiff, the Director of Analytics for Lone Star Communications and founder of CareSight. Today's episode is part of my continuing series of conversations with my collaborators at Lone Star, customers, partners, and notable folks in the healthcare and tech industry. Today, I'm thrilled to talk to my friend and former boss, Maureen Pierski, the Chief Commercial Officer of IntelliSee, an Iowa-based solutions company focused on the powerful potential of pairing existing security camera infrastructure with advanced computer vision AI. Building off her 23 years of sales and marketing leadership at Roland Borg, Maureen has been putting her experience and insights to work in her new role at IntelliSee since 2020. Welcome, Maureen.
Thank you.
So let's start by having you give an overview of IntelliSee, the solutions you guys are bringing to market, and why joining their team was a natural progression for you.
Yeah, so IntelliSee is a deep learning AI platform. We leverage existing camera systems, which is key because every building has already spent an enormous amount of money on cameras. It's a SaaS solution. There is hardware that goes on site, but the idea is your cameras are looking at things all the time. They can detect threats real time. And what IntelliSee does is interpret what those cameras see and let the people know that need to know. And it could be at something as simple as something spilled on the ground, clean it up before somebody falls. Believe it or not, slip and fall claims are generally the largest claim of any building that's open to the public. Average workman's comp payout is like $50,000, which is why a lot of insurance companies are partnering with us, because they see this return on investment from that. But everything from the simple and common, something spilled, all the way up to the catastrophic, there's an active shooter gunman entering the building. So what the cameras see, IntelliSee interprets using AI and sends out to the people that need to know. I started work at it. I tried to retire. I really did try to retire, but it doesn't seem to be in my bones. You know, the people that know me well say, Maureen, you're never going to retire. But, you know, it took them 3 months to convince me to join. And I think that COVID might have helped, because there was nothing else I could do. But the reason I joined was the mission. You know, it is, you know, my feeling is if towards the end of my career, I can help prevent a single active shooter event, you know, just one horrific event, or mitigate the damage, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. So that mission is what drove me, as well as AI is such a cool technology. And I firmly believe it's going to change our world the same way the Industrial Revolution changed. And I started saying that when I first started at IntelliSee way back in 2020. And, you know, it's playing out. You know, I'm going to lose my job. I got to start a lawsuit. It reminds me of the weavers that were going to lose their jobs during the Industrial Revolution. And the truth is, it's just going to create new jobs. But the mission drives everybody at IntelliSee. We are a young company, well-funded but young. And, you know, we're dealing with all of the challenges of AI. It is definitely in its infancy. This space reminds me of the early internet days when there was hundreds of players all battling it out. And it's a race to the customer, because whoever gets the best data to use as part of their platform just gets smarter and better.
So AI is lots of things. One of the things that IntelliSee talks about publicly is this concept of vision AI. So can you talk more about that and why IntelliSee's specific approach to vision AI makes a lot of sense?
Yeah. So, you know, AI is, you know, it makes me laugh when people talk about when are we going to hit singularity, because AI is very much siloed right now. There are language AI models. There are knowledge AI models. There's reasoning models. We're what I would put us in the category of perception model. You know, we're vision AI. We're essentially identifying what those cameras see. And the reason it makes a ton of sense is that cameras already exist, and they are used extensively to try to improve security. But the truth of the matter is they don't do anything to improve security. What they do is improve investigation around something. You can find out who did the graffiti. You can find out who you know fell, and did they fake the fall, or was it real? But it's after the fact. It's all after the fact. and the fact that AI can make it proactive. I was listening to NPR the other day, and they were literally, and this frightens me, the amount of money that we're spending on active shooter events for schools with all kinds of solutions. And the truth of the matter is that no matter what we see in the news and the fact that they are definitely on the rise, they're a very rare event. The majority of people are never going to experience an active shooter event. That said, you just don't know when or where, and so it's frightening. But there was a person talking about bulletproof whiteboards. So the idea being, you know, your police come in and they've got their bulletproof shield. Why shouldn't our students get a bulletproof shield? And, you know, the person talking actually made the comment, and I don't know why, I can't remember why he diverted to cameras, but he basically said, why are schools spending so much time adding cameras? All cameras are going to do is record the person walking around.
So our podcast has a healthcare focus. Obviously, you have a strong background in healthcare. And we know, based on the work we did together over the years and your legacy in the healthcare industry, that there is an ideal customer who makes the most sense for the platform because of the things they have in place, because of their leadership, et cetera. Can you describe the ideal customer profile for IntelliSee?
Yeah. So there's a really easy early go, no go. Do they have IP cameras? You'd be surprised at the number of healthcare facilities that do not have IP cameras or do not have working cameras. If they have old analog cameras, we're not a fit. I mean, so that's a really simple. But if you get into the kind of organization, healthcare is, I think it's still rated the most violent workplace that exists. It's even more violent than jails in terms of attacks on people. The emergency departments are often dealing with people approaching with guns. Often they're dealing with a gunshot victim that the person that tried to shoot them is following them to the hospital. Their staff have to go to parking garages late at night or early in the morning and on their own, with nobody paying attention. So what I say is it's hospitals that have cameras, have a focus on the safety and security of their staff and patients. And in general, the ones that are in a little bit tougher areas, you know, if you're in a really affluent, high-end neighborhood, you're not dealing with the same kind of things as like a Cook County hospital in Chicago. And the other truth of the matter is, you know, I say that anybody that has their building open to the public is a strong candidate. And you know, we are installed in places that are not open to the public, like manufacturing plants and things like that. But they still want to know when people are on their property after hours, simple things like that. In hospitals, they're very focused on preventing falls. As you know, Kenny, I mean, we spent a lot of time in terms of our products and how they can manage the fall prevention. But the focus is all about in the patient room, because that's where a lot of the patient falls occur, you know, while they're coming out of anesthesia, things like that. But you'd be amazed at the places elsewhere in a hospital that people fall. There's a lot of hard surfaces.
Yeah, and the thing that was always surprising to me, especially in the last maybe 10 years, is the whole staff safety side of things. So typically, customers are looking at reactive solutions to that, or as you pointed out, the kind of forensic element of it. So the idea of taking that existing infrastructure and somehow making it see better and be more proactive helps an organization end up being a safer place, and safety being a comprehensive approach to safety. And whether that's patients, visitors, staff, the whole bit. You know, I had a customer who did a pretty significant deployment of RTLS with duress badges handed out to all the employees, but that really wasn't enough because the perimeter, the parking lots, as an example, ended up being a pretty important place to pay attention to.
Security is all about layers. It's all about layers of security. I tell people all the time, look, IntelliC is an awesome layer of security, but the only thing you need to do to defeat IntelliC is put the gun in a backpack. And IntelliC sees a backpack. It doesn't see a gun. Artificial intelligence, I joke about the fact that it is exponentially better than anything that exists today to monitor cameras. People cannot monitor cameras. It is too boring, and they're rotating through the camera views. So they're not, if they've got 1,000 cameras, they're maybe, and they're pulling up, 50 of them at a time on screens, and you've got people trying to watch 50 different views. It's absolutely not possible. So it's exponentially better than what a human being can do, but it's a layer of security. It is not the be all end all. It's not as smart as a 9-month-old baby because it doesn't understand object permanence yet.
But going back to the ideal customer profile, a customer that is attentive to security and actually is realistic about the layers, as you say, including the people layer portion of it. And that's really, I think, what we're all learning about AI, that AI in and of itself is only doing a piece of the work. That the collaborative nature of AI teamed with human beings is really the difference maker.
Absolutely. I tell people people ask me a lot, like, okay, should we automate our lockdown if IntelliC sees a gun? And I'm like, no, you really shouldn't, because the truth is that the probability of something looking like a gun is far higher than the probability of a gun. And IntelliC, it needs that human eyes on it as well.
So today you posted it on your LinkedIn feed about a couple of different things, specifically leveraging existing infrastructure, but also the teaming of your type of technology with mass notification. So again, layers, right? So on one hand, the ability to pay attention to many, many more things obviously is a tremendous benefit, but somehow the integration to other things that may already be in place is also a way of increasing security. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So IntelliC, the easiest way to think of us is we're an emergency button that automatically triggers off of what the camera sees. We support the existing standard operating procedures that a building has in place. We don't want to train people on how to use a new product. What we want to do is interface with the product that they're already used to. Now, IntelliC standalone can certainly send out an alert via text or email, but I would argue that text or email is not the best way to communicate in a highly stressful, catastrophic emergency situation. Having that mass notification system where the information can go out of your overhead paging. I mean, I personally believe overhead paging is one of the best ways to communicate with everybody in a building and give them all the same message, at the same time. And it's also about, like, we integrate to a lot of the video management systems. And what we do is just pull up the camera that sees something so people can say, okay, that's the camera that I need to pay attention to right now. The idea is let them use the systems that they're already used to. They've already got processes in place that they're trained on and that they're comfortable with, that they're constantly upgrading. And IntelliC is just using technology to facilitate that process.
Since ChatGPT had been released, there's been a lot of hype and concern about AI. Can you talk about that? And what's IntelliC's perspective on all the sort of broader things around AI?
Yeah, so my view is that, look, every technology that has been invented since the very first whatever hammer, I don't know what the first technology is, can be used for good or it can be used for bad. And it's up to people to choose how they're using that technology. Vision AI is certainly being used for bad. It is being used to identify specific ethnic groups and, put them in gulags and things like that. It is also only as good as the data. So there have been false arrests based on facial recognition. IntelliC does not do facial recognition, by the way. We are staying out of the privacy and not overstepping privacy. You don't need to know who it is to know whether they're up to no good, potentially. So I think ChatGPT made everybody aware, which is awesome, because, a lot of our battle in the early years was just even, everybody we talked to was like, wow, I didn't know something like this existed. And now people know it exists. And it will, it's the standard. I mean, people, you know, think they're not using AI, but everybody's using AI already. You know, they're already using it. They're just not aware of it. It reminds me of the teachers' unions in schools that are like, I don't want any classroom cameras in my classroom. I'm like, your classroom is where most of your cameras are. You've got all your laptops, your iPads, your phones. They're already, most of your cameras are in your classroom. So it's, you know, the awareness has gone up dramatically because of ChatGPT.
It's necessary, I think, for companies and solution providers and integrators to really be proactively talking about it, and to ensure that the people who would be using those technologies feel safe about it. And like anything else, like private data in healthcare, it can be treated properly so that there is confidence that this is not going to be breached, per se.
Exactly.
So, can you walk us through what a real project looks like? What kinds of OEMs and VARs do you partner with? And what does a deployment look like on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, so we are absolutely partnering with systems integrators as well as companies like SingleWire or Rauland or anybody else that wants to integrate with us. We're an open integrations platform. But our go-to-market is through the reseller channel. A lot of that is because number one, they're the ones with the relationship with the customer. But also, almost every single customer that deploys IntelliSee ends up adding cameras. We don't sell cameras, we don't install cameras, we just interface to their live stream. So we need a channel that can support the customers on that side of it. As to what a deployment looks like, it is really, the hardest part about the deployment is identifying the cameras you want to monitor. So you have to sit down with the customer and help guide them through which cameras make the most sense to monitor and for what risks. Now, some of it's just silly easy. Like you don't want to put slip risk on your outside cameras because every time it rains, we're going to tell you there's a spill outside. And most people don't really care about that spill outside. But some of it is just educating on things like distances and the views. I mean, I've had customers with cameras on the top of a multi-story building roof wanting us to detect a gun, you know, that's 100 stories down. And like, no, we can't see that gun. It's too far away. Now, that said, the radar technologies work great because they can zoom the camera in and then we can't. You know, they can sense movement and then zoom the camera in. But once you identify the cameras to monitor, it's really just about the total number of cameras. And we go into the data center, put the appliance in the data center, connect it up to the same network the cameras are on. If it's centralized camera architecture, it's easy because there's just one network to attach to. If it's decentralized, then you need a separate appliance for every separate camera network. You connect it to the internet and you're good to go. We push out new models every couple times a month, 2 to 3 times a month, and every system gets smarter based on all of the other customers that are using the product.
You know, which leads me to a good follow-up question. So do you have some perspective on federation whereby that sort of deeper extended learning can happen across customers? And if you do, how are you ensuring that that's handled in an appropriate fashion from a privacy standpoint?
So we do not take any video from a customer site. They have to upload the video to us. As part of that deployment, we certainly love it if they will upload what we call seed video footage from every camera we'll be monitoring, because we train the model ahead of deployment and it's then familiar with the foreground and the background and is just looking for changes. So it makes the product just smarter from the get-go. It'll work without having that, but it's just smarter with it. There is a feedback loop in our product where a customer can report a false positive. So as an example, if IntelliSee, you know, we had one recently where somebody was carrying a camera tripod that looked like a machine gun. They can report that back as a false positive. It's under their control. And if they do, then it gets loaded into the next model and IntelliSee gets told you got that one wrong and it gets smarter for the next time around. Essentially the way we control it is we don't move any video offsite. Our appliance is inside the customer's firewall, and anything that is communicated to us is controlled by the customer. It's their choice.
And I imagine that as the model extends, grows, more and more customers, the likelihood of finding ways to leverage at least the detection side of things and the fine-tuning of the model will come into play. But it sounds like for now, you guys have taken a pretty safe approach to that.
Yeah, the other thing that we've done is we are absolutely ensured that our model is only trained on video footage from security cameras. We don't have any data that comes from anywhere except for security camera views, which is key because those are the views that we're using. You know, we could scrape the internet and get a ton of images of guns, but they're going to come from movies and they're not going to look the same.
So what's next on the horizon for IntelliC? Where are you guys taking this technology? How do you think this might evolve for IntelliC and folks who in general from who are working in the security business?
Yeah, you know, our like almost any company in any field, our roadmap is longer and our appetite is bigger than our resources can possibly support. Number one, we continue to fill out the platform. So, you know, what we detect changes and we add to it and it automatically becomes available to the customers. So as an example, sudden crowd formation is launching Q1 of 2024, and we'll be able to tell people if a crowd suddenly forms in front of a camera's view, which is going to be either something good or something bad. But the technology is evolving at such a rate that we'll be able, you know, some of it's just being able to monitor more cameras for less power, you know, less costly appliances. Some of it is the ability to customize on a per customer site. So we could actually be able to fine tune the model so it works perfectly for customer A and have a different model on customer B, C, D. Right now we're running the same model across all of our customers and just improving it based on the input from all of them. But the fine tuning is, it adds even more. And then you can combine things, you know, like you can, you know, if a camera hears something and sees something, and adding sound into the thing is, you know, on the roadmap as well. Smoke detection, although we haven't found anybody willing to burn down their building to give us enough data yet.
Well, I have to imagine that in the, you know, 4 years goes by pretty fast. So you're, you started at 2020 at IntelliC. I imagine that things have exponentially just broadened, refined, improved.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's, what's fun about it is the product improves in a way that the customers notice. It's not just the vision engineers that say it's improving. The customers are like, wow, you know, a month ago I had like two more false positives a week and now I'm down to nothing. It's awesome. So it improves in a way that the customer can, and it's actually a lot of fun to watch customers try to trick it.
Anything you want to leave us with that we didn't get a chance to cover?
You know, the only thing I'll add is that as biased as I am, I absolutely believe AI being part of your camera systems is going to be the standard in a few short years. It adds that much value to a system that's only used for after the fact. So, you know, I encourage every hospital to look at it, to at least learn something about it. There's a variety of players out there, and there's, you know, AI cameras all the way up to platforms like us and, you know, integrated to VMS, but it's certainly worth the time because it is going to change the way they can deliver safety to their staff, visitors, and patients.
Needless to say, these are things that are super tough to do on one's own. So having a highly qualified integrator in the mix who can collaborate with you as you evolve the platform and your deployment of it is probably a pretty important thing to consider.
It's crazy important. The local integrator, in fact, you know, I would tell every hospital that their first call should be to their local partner, who is their local integrator that's supporting them today. That individual, that company, as part of their mission, they pay attention to technologies. They test technologies. I can guarantee you that everybody that has tested our technologies, the systems integrators, are a whole lot more picky in terms of the products and how they perform than any of the customers. So start there.
So how would our audience find out more about IntelliC?
Well, the easiest thing is go to our website, www.intellisi.com. They can search on, Vision AI, and I'm sure a lot of different options will pop up. But that's where I would start. There's contact us there. We have a variety of people across the country, and we spend a lot of our time just educating. So, we love to have a 15-minute conversation and give people an overview of what's possible.
All right, great. So thank you, Maureen, for joining me today on CarePoints. And I encourage you to hit the like button, those who are listening, and subscribe so that you can get notified when we have new episodes. And thanks again for listening.